Welcome everyone to Coaching in Session. My name is Michael Reardon and I'll be your coach this evening. So if you have read the title, we're going to be talking about a different type of mindset, an if only mindset. And we have to start to think, where and when does this if only mindset come about? And it doesn't happen around the holiday time, right? So right now we're in a holiday mindset. And an if only mindset is not going to be pronounced in many people's lives. So that's going to mean that most people are going to be operating under a holiday mindset. And we're going to be talking more about that on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we talked about it last week, but today we're going to be talking about today's blog, an if-only mindset. What is it? Is it good? Is it bad? And if it's not good, how can we get rid of it? If you are new to the channel, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Do all those things that videos like. And let's get into it. So on Mondays, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, the weekly blog comes out. And this blog is going to be talking about an if-only mindset. And if you're new to the channel, you always head over to revenconcepts.com. And if you want to get to the blogs, you head over to resources. And then you will see the most recent blogs on the page. So an if-only mindset has started to develop in our society more so recently than in the past. And it has always been there saying, hey, we want to have a certain type of way of thinking, but for many people, they don't understand what they need to do in order to achieve great things in their life. So an if-only mindset is going to be talking about this. I'm a victim. I can't do something because I don't have the right type of features or assets. It could be anything. So an example I love to give is if someone wants to be a super, like a super athlete, right? So they have to be tall, they have to be fast. And they might say, well, since I'm short and I'm slow, I can't be an athlete. If only I was in better shape. If only I was born to be taller. And what that does is it's going to debilitate you and you have to get out of that way of thinking. So for people who are thinking under the mindset of if only or when, then you're going to be putting your life on hold. And if you have been watching this podcast for any period of time, I encourage people to go after their best life sooner than later. Because we don't know how long we're going to be around. Our life is not eternal. As much as I hate to be the bearer of bad news, we are going to pass away. We're going to move on. If people are under an if-only mindset, they're not going to be going after their best life constantly. They're going to be dealing with a lot of internal conflict. And for that, they have to get out of that way of thinking. So in this blog, we do talk about what it is. And an if-only mindset is going to be similar to a contingent mind, where we create contingencies on what we do or what we say we're going to do. We might say, well, as soon as I get this much money, I'm going to invest in the stock market. As soon as I get to this weight, maybe you're losing weight for the gym. As soon as I get to this weight, then I'll be more confident and I'll look sexy. But what's stopping you right now from investing in the stock market? What's stopping you right now to being sexy? And the determining factor is going to be your mindset. People are having a difficult time understanding that they're in charge of all they say and all they do. And an if-only mindset is going to make it more difficult for people to go after their life, their best life, because people are going to be operating, because people are going to be operating under limiting beliefs. And those are going to create scarcity in their life. So we have to get out of that way of thinking. That type of scarcity. And when we look at an if only mindset, we have to realize that it's not a positive type of thinking, because the only thing it does is holds us back. Because the only thing it does is hold us back. So we have to get out of that way of thinking to start to think more positive. Because if we are not going to be thinking positive, then we need to be able to switch how we're thinking, how we're operating, to be more conducive to our goals and our beliefs. How do we replace an if-only mindset, right? Can we just say, oh, I want to become more positive and I want to get out of this way of thinking? As much as I want to say it's that simple, typically we have to deal with what caused it in the beginning. And typically an if-only mindset is going to stem from your inferiorities, is going to stem from things that you're not 100% confident in. And that's going to create an imbalance in what you should be doing. Because we can give ourselves excuses every single day. And when we give ourselves excuses, then we are not allowing ourselves to push and go after more. So people who are under an if-only mindset are going to be dealing with a lot of internal conflicts. And they're going to have to figure out how to get out of that. And the best way I know how to get out of an if-only mindset is to change it. Similar to replacing something that's broken, we just replace if only with something else. Instead of saying, if only I was stronger, if only I was more handsome, if only I was taller, if only I was rich, how about if we change that way of thinking to I'm sufficient? It could be that. It could be as simple as that. Or instead of if only, saying I only need this in order to be successful. But that only if you already have. And that only if could be something as simple as I'm alive, so I can go after anything I want. People who are stuck in a negative type of mindset, they just need to be given something different. Because many people are not going to be even realizing that they're being negative, that they're causing themselves to be anchors in their life, that they're making their life more difficult than it needs to be. And for those type of people, they have to get out of that way of thinking. And of course, you can go for coaching, therapy, and you can work out your limiting beliefs, your negativities, because in a sense, we all have them. And it takes a certain type of person, it takes a certain type of mind to not allow negativities and turmoils and problems to take over. So talking about the if-only mindset, we need to not only say, okay, well, if only this was my way, negative way of thinking, how can I make it to be I'm going to, regardless? And for me, what I do is I tell people, the moment you tell yourself to put off, to wait, to postpone, that moment is when you do it immediately. So one of the best examples I like to do is like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym. Okay. And the first thing when I do when I wake up is I get up, get ready to go to the gym. Then I'm off to the gym. I don't give myself too much time to think about, wait, do I want to go to the gym? What body part am I going to work out? It's going to be a lot of work at the gym. If I thought about that, it would be more difficult to go to the gym every single day. And if you were operating under a negative belief, if only mindset is what we're talking about today, you're going to notice that you're putting off in making things more difficult. If only I was rich, then I wouldn't have to go to work at a job I don't like. Well, why don't you like your job? Why don't you get a different job? And people are in jobs they don't like. And the reason why they stay in their jobs is because they want to have a paycheck. They need to have a paycheck because they need to pay their bills. They need to have a roof over their head, food in their belly. So for people who are taking what life gives them, so I'm going to go work at this job I don't like because if I don't go to work, then I'm not going to be able to live the way I want to live. So those type of people are going to have a difficult time finding happiness, finding joy, being deliberate in each of their moments, their days. And it's more so because they do not want to go after a higher self, because they don't have any ambition to go after a higher self. They're operating under a negative belief. If only I didn't have this job and I was a millionaire. Only if I won the lotto. And that is giving your power away, because you're the person who's going to be responsible for everything in your life. Now, of course, you can put the blame on others, but we need to talk about when we are blaming others, we are giving the responsibility of our actions and our outcomes away. So don't simply say, oh, it was his fault, it was her fault, because even though that's true, you're creating a habit that's going to have your mind look for an scapegoat every single time something goes wrong. So we want to get out of that way of thinking. We want to get out of that type of focus. So you are the person who decides everything that's going to happen in your life, the outcome, especially when you're an adult. You are in charge of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, and that can lead to your best life, but it's going to require you to put in some work first. So must read blog, If Only Mindset, and we're going to break it down a little bit more in some different ways. So when we start to play victim in life, we say, oh, I'm the victim. Oh, it was his fault, her fault. And we look for a reason, an excuse to validate our beliefs. Because one of the most challenging things that you're going to have to face is being accountable. And for all my coaching clients, I always tell them, it's going to be challenging in the beginning because we need to hold ourselves accountable. All the times that you didn't do something because you didn't feel like it, because you were under a certain type of belief, right? We have to hold ourselves accountable and we have to say, hey, you are the person responsible for your life. And for people, that's difficult. It is. They're going to have a difficult time trying to get to where they want to be if they're fighting who they were. So I always tell people, when you start coaching, we're not trying to change you, right? We're not saying, oh, we need to change every aspect of you so you can get your life in order. No, that's not true. What I do is I make it clear. What are the reasons you are not succeeding in life? And maybe you have recurring beliefs. It could be of habits. Typically it's habits, but it can be an array of things. But majority of people have bad habits. And they operate under a limiting mindset. That's another big one when I'm dealing with new clients, because people like familiar, people like easy. And the moment they have to do something that's out of the ordinary, that is going to require them to put in more work, they are struggling to figure out what do they need to do. They need to come up with a new game plan. They need to come up with a new million-dollar idea. And all of that is not going to help them get to where they need to be, because sometimes you do need to put in hard work. And it's not as easy as saying, well, if I won the lotto, then I'll be happy, because that's not the case. Any person who has an abundance of wealth can tell you that money doesn't make you happy. Now, money does create an easier life, perhaps, maybe. You don't have to worry about bills. You can travel, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be fulfilled. And when you're operating under a different type of mindset that is negative and not going to help you progress in life, those types of mindsets should be replaced with more positive ones, ones that are ambitious, ones that are eager for you to achieve more in your life. Because if you're going to be operating every single day under limitations, life gets very difficult. But only if I was able to do something, what would I do? Because that is what people are thinking. People are afraid to take the leap of faith. Because if only they didn't have to go to the job, they can focus on their business. But it's going to require a certain type of person to not wait for if only I'm working a 9-to-5 job and by the time I get home, now I'm exhausted. Because an empire is not built from 9-to-5. An empire is built from 6-to-11. So you have your side job or your main job, and then you start to build your empire, your legacy, your business. And that's what I did. I would work 9-to-5, make good money. But then it came to a point where, okay, this 9-to-5 is getting in the way of my business, what I want to do, what I need to do, because time is going to be limited. And of course, you're working a 9-to-5. You can't coach people. You can't have a phone call because you're busy, you know, doing your 9-to-5 work. So I started to ask myself, I was like, do I want to continue going down this 9-to-5 for the rest of my life? I get my paycheck. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to stay, where I'm living, because money's coming in steady. But the thing about a 9-to-5 is it's not yours. So you can be let go at a moment's notice. Maybe the company goes under. And now with all of our mandates, whether it be vaccine or mask mandates, some people are leaving work, leaving careers because of these said policies. So what do they have in place? Because if they're operating under an if-only mindset, if only we didn't live in America, and if only they would just follow the law and the Constitution, we can be free. I mean, doing that is going to create more angst in your life. So we have to get away from putting off the blame and saying, what can I do? What is possible? What moves am I going to take? What moves should I take? And when you have a coach, you can ask them, what moves should I take? And they can spout off a few different ways that might have worked for past clients or for your situation in particular, how to become more than what you are, come in a better position. So all in all, an if-only mindset is going to be operating under a negative premise. It's going to be telling you that if only you are in a certain realm or state of being, then things can go in your favor. But things don't have to go in your favor by saying, if only. Because you can determine your life. You can say, I'm going out to go get something. And I'm not going to stop until I get it. For those type of people, those people are going to be highly successful. Those people are going to be your entrepreneurs. And they're going to create a life that is worth living for them. For the people who allow the system, the world, to take control of their life, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to find out where you want to be. So my number one recommendation for people is to determine what you want and then create specific goals to reaching them. And then when you have those goals, write an alternate list of all the reasons why you didn't go after these goals before. Maybe you didn't have enough knowledge. Maybe you weren't old enough. Maybe you didn't have enough capital. Write down all of those beliefs that you couldn't do something because of a pre-existing condition. And then I want you to look at your goal and then find out ways how you can reach your goal and ignore those lists of limiting beliefs. Because the things that hold us back in life are going to be the things that keep us where we are, that keep us where we are. So if you're operating under an if-only mindset, a contingent mind, a situational type of thinking where everything has to be perfect, because in life, things are not going to be perfect. Things are not going to always go your way. But just because they don't go your way doesn't mean that you can't influence things to start to operate more in your favor in the future. But it starts with incremental steps to get up there slowly. Because this race of life is going to be long-lasting. It's a marathon. But we have to make sure we put in work every single day so we can reach our destination. If you haven't already, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Do all those things that videos like. And I will see everyone on Wednesday for the workshop. And until then, everyone, take care.